Often, sexuality is tied to the way we look. If we think we look good, we feel confident and sexy. And if we don't, we'd rather go hide in a closet. But what we forget when we're sitting there in the dark is the role of attitude and what we can do to boost the way we look and feel. Cancer nurse coordinator Pauline Tanner knows a thing or two about that. Her job is to regularly speak to patients about their cancer journey and to connect them with the support services and specialists they need. But before we talk about attitude, Pauline, perhaps you can start by telling us how cancer treatment could change the way you look.
Having treatment for cancer can certainly affect the way that you look, and it can change the way that you feel about how you look. You may lose weight or you may gain weight. Hair loss is quite common. It can be related to the chemotherapy or radiotherapy. There may be skin changes. Your skin may feel dry. There can be radiotherapy skin reactions, which may make that area look red and can be a bit sore. Maybe scars from your surgery. And obviously, there can be loss of body parts. So you do certainly need to give yourself time to get used to this and to get help to come to terms with these changes.
Obviously, people want to look their best no matter how they're feeling inside. What sort of clothes would you suggest cancer patients wear through treatment?
It's important to feel comfortable with what you're wearing, and that's comfortable physically as well as comfortable with how you look. So choose clothes that are comfortable to wear. Wear clothes that make you feel good about yourself. I'd suggest treat yourself to something new. Just don't wait until the treatment's finished. Try to feel good about yourself every day.
People often tend to wear baggy clothes. Is that advisable?
If you've got pain, it may be more comfortable to wear, say, tracksuit pants. But it doesn't mean to say that you need to be wearing baggy clothes and not feeling good about yourself. You can wear fitted clothes if that feels comfortable to you. Really, it's just about feeling that you're happy with how you look.
As I understand it, baggy clothes often actually accentuate the weight loss. Is that right?
Yes, if you look at people that are extremely thin and they wear very loose clothes, yes, then they do look actually thinner than what maybe they are. So emphasize what looks good and don't try to hide it by wearing large clothes that really just hang on you.
Do you recommend getting a wig and wearing makeup?
I recommend doing whatever makes a person feel good about themselves. Scarves and hats are also a good option. Some people prefer to shave their head if they're going to lose their hair. They prefer to maybe have their hair cut very short before their chemotherapy, and then when their hair starts falling out, just shave it off. There's also the Look Good, Feel Better program that I'd highly recommend. That's for men and for women, and you can contact them on 1800 650 960. And that's a program where you go along for, it's usually a morning tea. It's funded by the cosmetic industry, and where you just have fun trying out different looks, different makeup that's appropriate for you, moisturizers, and just generally having fun and making the best of how you look, even though you've got changes.
And that's offered statewide in regional and metropolitan areas. And if you want to have a look on the website, that is www.lgfb, for Look Good, Feel Better, .org.au. How important is it to exercise?
Many people feel that that they need to just relax and stay in a calm, protected environment when they're having treatment for cancer. But actually, we now know that exercise is very important. Exercise can have a positive impact in many ways. It can affect how you feel. You can feel physically better and certainly emotionally better. It assists with fatigue and helps you to sleep better. So having regular exercise without exhausting yourself helps to build your self-esteem, and that impacts on you positively. It impacts on the sense of yourself as an attractive, sexual and desirable person.
People often fear other people's reactions to them. What are some of the common responses that patients can expect and prepare for?
Yes, I've certainly heard many people say that they feel uncomfortable because they feel that they look different and they think that other people are looking at them. So maybe by preparing for that, or take somebody with you when you're going shopping, People aren't necessarily looking at you and thinking negatively. They can actually be looking at you and thinking, well, that's a really nice hat that you're wearing, or that that's a lovely outfit that you're wearing. But it's not uncommon to think that people are looking at you and maybe feeling sorry for you, or thinking, oh, she's having cancer treatment, or he's lost a limb, that's terrible. You may feel that people are frightened of how you look, but again, it may just be your own perception of that. So be aware of it, that your perception isn't necessarily the reality.
Is there a right way to feel about it and to respond to that sort of behaviour?
Well, I would just say make the most of your assets, make the most of how you're looking. We've all got parts of our body that we don't like the way it looks, and you're making an adjustment to these changes, these new changes as well. So do what feels right for you. Make changes that make you feel better about yourself and that make you feel more attractive, because when you feel more attractive, you will certainly be more confident, and then you will feel more like an attractive, sexually desirable person again.
Are there other things that you can do to boost the way that you look and feel?
Well, I would say add some fun things to your life. Try to reduce the tension that's happening in your life and do things that make you feel good. You can reduce the tension by trying some relaxation therapy, and think of some fun things to do each day. It can be just something simple like wearing makeup each day, putting lipstick on or nail varnish, watching a funny movie, reading a book, anything that reduces that tension and helps you feel more relaxed and feel just like normal.
And if your skin's feeling a little bit yuck, or you're just not feeling that great, are there sort of pampering options that you can do to make yourself feel better?
I'd suggest to people to try regular massages, or even just buy some new hand cream. And another thing you can do is ask somebody to do that for you. When you're having treatment for cancer, you may not have that physical contact with somebody, and just feel a need for a hug, but not everybody feels like they can ask for a hug. So you could say, yeah, just ask somebody to do your nails for you, to give you a foot massage with some moisturizer, and at least you start to feel a bit like a normal, connected person again.
What outcomes will feeling good about your appearance have?
Feeling good about how you look helps you to relax. It makes you feel more comfortable and confident, and that helps you to feel more enthusiastic about yourself as a sexual person, which helps to restore your libido and your confidence again.